I want to show you guys a video. Here we go. It starts right away, so pay attention closely. Here we go.
Have you ever had someone read to you, but you didn't understand what they were saying? A long time ago, an important man was reading God's Word, but he didn't understand it. Who could help him? Philip had been preaching about Jesus in Samaria. After he returned to Jerusalem, God sent an angel to tell him, "Go to the road that leads from Jerusalem to the city of Gaza, the desert road." Philip did not know why he was to go there, but he went anyway. As Philip walked along that road, he saw clouds of dust in the distance. Chariots and riders were coming. He saw servants and soldiers. The soldiers were guarding an important man who worked for the Queen of Ethiopia. Philip could hear him reading out loud from God's Word. He was reading Isaiah chapter 53. Philip smiled. Now he knew why God had sent him there. God wanted Philip to talk to the important official. Philip ran up to the beautiful chariot. "Excuse me, sir, do you understand what you are reading?" he asked. The official looked up. "How can I understand?" he asked. "I need someone to explain it to me. Do you understand these words?" Philip nodded. "Uh-huh, I do." So the official invited Philip into the chariot. "Please tell me," he said, "what do these words mean?" As they traveled in the chariot, Philip told the Ethiopian official the good news about Jesus. How Jesus, God's own son, had come into this world as a little baby, had grown up, had died for everybody's sins, and had risen from the dead. Philip told the official that Jesus is coming back to take people who believe in him to heaven with him. The Spirit of God spoke to the official's heart, and he believed the good news. "Stop the chariot!" The official looked around them. "Here is water," he exclaimed. "Why can't I be baptized right now?" So Philip and the official left the chariot and walked into the water. Right there, along the roadside, Philip baptized him. When the two men came up from the water, Philip disappeared. The Spirit of God took him away to another town where the Lord wanted him to preach the good news. The Ethiopian official returned to his chariot and continued on his long journey, full of joy and eager to tell all of his friends the good news that Jesus had died to save him and everyone else who believes. Who can help you understand the Bible?
He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. He was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. That was the passage that the Ethiopian guy was reading. And if you didn't know about Jesus, what would you ask Philip? Who is he? Who's the guy that they're talking about? And that's what Philip was there for. Philip was there to answer the Ethiopian's what? Question. Exactly. Now, how many guys have read the entire Bible before? Yeah, Miss Corrine, you've read the entire Bible? Not a children's Bible, I mean this one. Like a Bible like this. You've read the whole thing through? Yep. You read your whole Bible story book? Are some things confusing in the Bible? Hunter, did you understand a lot of the stuff that you read? No. No. Melina, kind of confusing? Yes. And you know, even smart people, really, 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 really smart people, have a hard time with this book too, right? But who helps us to understand stuff? God does, exactly. And we each other help it understand. I'm going to show another video. I found just two really good videos for this week, so I'm going to show the next one. But before I show you this one, I'm going to tell you a quick story. A friend of mine named Tom had a daughter named Ashling. Not Ashlyn, although that's a pretty cool name, but Ashling with a G. And Ashling was Tom's daughter. And Tom was flying on an airplane one time, and Tom was talking with somebody sitting next to him. And they were talking about Jesus. And the very passage they were talking about was the story of Philip and the Ethiopian. And the lady was like, what does baptism mean? And you know, why all this? So Tom had a great conversation with this lady about baptism. Well, when he got home from his trip, and Ashling and his wife, Lisa, were saying, Ashling really believes, and she prayed tonight to believe in Jesus and to accept him as her Savior. Hey, guys, pay attention. And so Ashling looks at her dad and says, Dad, can I be baptized? And he's like, well, let's wait. We'll talk to the pastor in the church, and we'll schedule a time to talk, and maybe whenever they do a baptism. And then Ashling's next words out of her mouth was, Dad, why can't I be baptized right now? What did the Ethiopian guy say? Why can't I be baptized right now? And so Ashling's dad had just had a conversation with a woman on the plane about it, and he's like, well, all right. And so they fired up the bathtub, and their whole family, they have two other brothers and sisters in the room, and they all piled into the bathroom. And it was a deeply meaningful and a very real baptism and stuff. Isn't that wild? Very, very special. There's nothing magical about water. There's nothing magical about a pastor doing it. What is magical about baptism? Trying to? It washes away your old life? Yeah, kind of. Mackenzie? Yeah, it shows that you really want to follow Jesus. Yeah, baptism doesn't do anything. It's just showing people that you believe in who? And you want to follow God. All right? So that's what Philip did with the Ethiopian. All right, we're going to show you the next video. It's kind of funny. So here, let's watch it.
My name's Bob, and this is my friend, Bob. Hey, Bob, I want you to draw a picture of a chariot for me. Back in Jesus' time, there was a guy named Philip. One day, Philip was out telling people...
No, Bob, not a cherry.
A chariot. Chariot. Thanks. Anyway, Philip was out telling people about Jesus when, get this, the Holy Spirit sends an angel to talk to Philip. An actual angel.
Hey, Bob, not an angel.
A chariot. I need you to draw a chariot. Anyway, an actual angel right there in front of him. The angel gives Philip some very specific instructions. He says, at noon, walk over to the road that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. See? When, where, and what. Very specific instructions. Excuse me just a moment.
Hey, Bob, I want you to draw the chariot 8 inches high and 12 inches wide.
Okay? Anyway, what do you do when an angel talks to you?
Well, you listen, right? Bob, you listen.
When an angel talks to you, you listen. That's right. So Philip went down the road, and he saw this guy coming down the road in a chariot. Well, it turns out he was this big deal government guy, you know. Anyway, what happened next? Philip gets more directions, this time straight from the Holy Spirit. Only now the directions aren't quite so specific. All the Holy Spirit said was to go and walk alongside the chariot. Now, hang on just one second. Hey, Bob, make sure there's a little extra room in the chariot, okay? So anyway, Philip goes up to the chariot, and he sees this guy reading the Bible. And he asks him if he knew what he was reading about. The guy says, well, how can I if nobody explains it to me? So Philip jumps up into the chariot, and he explains the Bible passage. And while he's there, he tells the guy all about Jesus. And get this, the leader not only starts believing in Jesus, he says to Philip, hey, look, there's a stream right over there. Why don't you baptize me right now? Bob, we're not drawing a stream. Draw me a chariot. So he does. He goes and baptizes the guy. But the Holy Spirit had one more thing to do. After Philip baptized the leader, the Holy Spirit actually
took Philip away. Seriously, somehow the Holy Spirit beamed him up, and the next thing Philip knew, he was miles away. It was like a complete miracle. I mean, how cool is that? So, listen. What does this story have to do with you? Bob, let's see your chariot. You didn't follow directions, did you, Bob? You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit gives you really specific instructions, like go to this exact space at this exact time, or make the chariot 8 inches tall. But more often, the Holy Spirit gives you gentle nudges, just a feeling that you should go walk alongside a chariot, or leave a little extra room in the picture. But sometimes, the Holy Spirit does miracles. And when He does, you'd better pay attention.
All right, which this video brought up a really good point, right? Do we listen to the Holy Spirit? And Philip, what? Philip shows us by good example that, I mean, he was out preaching in Samaria, and the Holy Spirit says, I want you to go from Jerusalem to Gaza. And Philip's like, he goes. And he's like, I want you to go stand by this chariot. And he didn't be like, he wasn't going, why? Or what's going on? Or give me a couple days so I can get ready. Right? What did Philip do? He obeyed. He did it, right? And he went to sit by the chariot. And so when we do what the Holy Spirit tells us to do, right, then we do what God tells us to do. And amazing things happen, just like Philip meeting the Ethiopian guy. Did he show up at the right time? Was the Philip, the Ethiopian guy was reading, he's like, boy, I really have a question. Hey, do you know what this is? And Philip's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, well, can you tell me? So God knew exactly when the Ethiopian guy was going to have a question. And Philip was exactly in the right place at exactly the right time. All right, let's pray. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you that it's Easter and that we're celebrating the story of you going to the cross and dying for the sins of the world. And then today it's the glorious day where you rise again and come back to life and you've conquered death. And so God, we're grateful that Philip had something to share with the Ethiopian. And that the Ethiopian followed and believed in you and got baptized and then went on to disciple the rest of the area where he lived. It's amazing, God, how your gospel, how the story of the good news of Jesus is spreading all over the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right.